Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Amber and Nigel presents
is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hammer, how do we play? Is this anything?
I'll run some stories by you. You tell us if they're anything or not. Is this anything? There's video going viral of a groom saying his wedding vows, and it's racked up over 18 million views on TikTok. But not because, you know, it's some sort of special loving moment. He's kind of focused on the bedroom activities that may happen afterwards, and it comes off as kind of cringeworthy. And by the way, the officiant in this wedding, his mom.
Only two things are required to keep me happy: keep my belly full and my balls empty. So you're amazing at half of it. We really need to get you some cooking lessons. Even
Lord.
If my belly isn't full, there is no one I could ever love more in this lifetime, unless I actually get a chance to meet Margot Robbie. Since the beginning, I was always told, life gets even better when the kids fall asleep and you tell me to come to the bedroom. Nothing's better than the sound of gagging and headboard slamming.
Good God!
P.S., since you're so good at making decisions like marrying me, you can choose whether tonight's going to end with being a toaster strudel or a Twinkie.
Alrighty. Being what? That I am his mom, I will deal with him later. He is grounded, by all means.
Oh my, that was so cringy and not funny. And if I was the bride's father, I'd walk straight up to him and punch him in the face. I'd wrap my hands around his stupid fat neck and squeeze as hard as I could. No, this is nothing.
The girl dad's coming out on Nige, and I'm here for it. I'd love to see that. I've seen a lot of things DJing weddings, but I haven't seen a brawl yet.
Have you ever seen or heard wedding vows that involved the word gagged?
I have not. I've heard some pretty cringeworthy speeches and toasts from like the best man and the maid of honor, especially if it's like fraternity brothers. They'll say some inappropriate stuff, but nothing like that. Holy crap, that's cringeworthy. Which brings us to great moments in wedding history. So this was a viral video a couple years ago. This was at a wedding ceremony, and while someone is singing a very special, poignant song during the ceremony, the groom, who's mic'd up, leans over to his bride. He says that she looks amazing, and I want you to listen very closely, because she responds by whispering, "I took a really big dump before I came down the aisle."
You look amazing.
Now it's kind of hard to hear because she whispers and the singer is singing in the background. So we've isolated the clip. Take a listen closely one more time. I took a really big dump right before I came down the aisle.
I bet it stinks now back there, honey. You're going to shower before we get into bed tonight.
Good Lord. Your speech is starting to sound like the one of the previous groom. Great moments in a wedding history. This was when a couple people rented out the ballroom at Mar-a-Lago to have their wedding and their wedding reception. And they had a special guest wedding crasher. Donald Trump comes walking through.
Everyone having a good time?
Looking good, Donald.
Yeah. Hey, where's your
red USA! 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 USA!
Just a little celebrity walk on by the Donald.
I think that'd be pretty cool. And by the way, he loves that stuff. He eats that stuff for dinner. He loves it.
Great moments in wedding history. The speech from the the wedding reception in the movie Old School.
True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a magic show ready to double team your girlfriend.
It stops right there. And it continues right here because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind.
Vince Vaughn with the save right there. True love is blind. It's the Hammer and Nigel show.